When Rolling Stone issued its article last fall, author Sabrina Rubin Eardley told Slate that she stood by her source, a student named Jackie.
I put her stories through the ringer to the extent that I could. I spoke to, you know, virtually all of her friends.
Columnist Eric Wemple, whose Washington Post colleagues debunked the tale, still can't believe it was published.
It was an allegation of extreme criminality, extreme wrongdoing, extreme inhumanity.
And UVA alumni like Tim O'Rourke are still angry.
It was pretty clear that this whole thing was made up.
UVA law professor Robert Turner recommends that the fraternity sue the magazine.
I would say do file suit. I would be shocked if Rolling Stone doesn't immediately say, will you accept this amount or this amount?
But Charlottesville lawyer Lloyd Snook says a suit could remind the public that 31 years ago, that fraternity was the site of an alleged gang rape.
I'm not sure they want that.
Liz Sakura was the victim in the notorious 1984 case, and she hopes rapes get handled in court rather than on campus.
I think we are a nation turning towards the proper adjudication of these crimes where they belong, with the police and the DAs and juries.
For some UVA alumni who feel the school and the fraternity were tarnished, there's at least one thing still missing from the debate, an apology. This is Hawes Spencer.